Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Atom Feeds, Enabling Kix Applications to be Web Feeds. Today's presenters are Brywon Botwin and Shayla Robinson. Brywon is an IBM advisory software engineer who works for Kix, CPSM, Kix Tool COS Level 2 support in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. Brywon joined IBM in 1998 after earning a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science with a minor in Mathematics from Jackson State University. He is currently responsible for providing technical support for IBM's worldwide customer base for the Kix, CPSM, and Kix Tools products, which run on the COS and BSC operating system. Shayla is a CPSM Level 2 specialist in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. Shayla joined IBM in 1997 as a Kix Level 2 specialist after earning a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science with a Mathematics minor. She has completed a Master in Science in Information System. Shayla provides information and technical support remotely via telephone and email for users with CPSM-related software problems in addition to Kix running on COS and CVSE operating systems. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Brywon.
Thanks, Joseph. Good morning, everyone. I would like, first of all, to say thank you for taking time to attend this WISPI session. Today's session is Atom Feeds, Enabling Kix Applications to be Web Feeds. In this session, we plan to provide a little background about Atoms and Web 2.0 technology. We'll also be discussing the Atom Publishing Protocol and the function of REST services. Then we will supply information as to why to use Atom technology in your Kix environment. We will briefly discuss the system programmer's interface and the resources required for Atom feeds. Finally, we will provide a simple illustration of how to enable an application in Kix to be an Atom feed. At the end, there will be some time allotted for questions. So let's get started. Please proceed to slide 3. Atom is the name of an XML-based web content and metadata syndication format and an application-level protocol for publishing and editing web resources belonging to periodical updated websites. Atom is a relatively recent specification and is much more robust and feature-rich than RSS. For instance, where RSS requires descriptive fields such as title and link-only in item breakdowns, Atom requires these things for both items and full feeds. All Atom fields must be well-formed XML documents and are identified with the application/Atom+XML media type. Atom is described by two proposed standards defined by two internet RFCs. RFC 4287 discusses the Atom syndication format, while RFC 5023 describes Atom publishing protocol. Please consult the RFCs for complete and authoritative information about Atom. Please proceed to slide 4. The Atom Publishing Protocol operates on collections of web resources and provides facilities, collections, service, and editing. Collection facilities contains a set of member entries, while the service facility provides for the discovering and describing of collections. The editing facility allows for creating, updating, and deleting resources. All collections support the same basic interactions as do the resources within the collections. Please proceed to slide 5. The patterns of interactions are based on the common HTTP methods list, create, read, update, and delete. On this slide, we show how the Atom Publishing Protocol verbs correspond to the HTTP methods. The get verb is used to retrieve a representation of the resource or perform a read-only query against service documents, a collection of entries on a queue, records in a file, rows in a table, or application-defined objects. Post is used to create a new dynamically named resource. Put is used to update a known resource, and delete is used to remove a resource. Please proceed to slide 6. REST, which stands for Representational State Transfer, is a style that uses the typical idiom of the Internet to access data. Typical usage of the Internet has you specify a URL to access the current state of the web pages. Apply the same paradigm to data, and you have REST. When using REST, you specify the location of the target data and are asking for a representation of its current state. Since you normally want to take action on the specified data, the HTTP methods are used to indicate the desired action. The action on the data list include list, create, read, update, and delete. As indicated in the prior slide, the Atom Publishing Protocol verbs correspond to the aforementioned actions. Although the HTTP method used to take the appropriate action is somewhat obvious, REST does not define a format of the data to be returned from the request. The popular formats of the return data are either XML format or JavaScript object notation, which is also referred to as JSON. Some people think that REST is a follow-on to web services, but REST and web services are independent efforts. REST is intimately tied to the HTTP protocol, where web services can be used in many different protocols. REST started in 1994 and has been refined since. REST is documented in Roy Felding's year 2000 doctoral thesis. Please proceed to slide 7. When considering why to use Atom and Kix, there are elements of Web 2.0 that you ought to consider with Kix applications. One, enabling Kix apps and mashups, which are typically web browsers or portal-based aggregations. Two, enabling Kix apps to be web feeds. Three, encouraging the building of RESTful access to Kix applications using REST in our external APIs. Kix applications as Atom feeds provide access to data. Kix apps typically add some business level value over the top of raw databases or files. A published feed could include new entries in a file or a table and the contents of the queue. These in turn could have business value as new orders or new customers. An illustration of what could be useful would be to provide an Atom feed that represents a TS queue. A Kix app could then very simply populate a feed by simply writing to that queue. Please proceed to slide 8. Atom is both a protocol and XML format for content providers to provide XML-based web feeds of updated content. An Atom feed is a web feed provided using an Atom protocol and format. This provision of updated content is known as syndicating a web feed. Web users can subscribe to a feed, allowing them to see new content as soon as it is made available. Kix Atom Support allows you to quickly expose a file or a TSQ or an application program as an Atom feed. Please proceed to slide 9. In this slide, we show the resources required for Atom feeds. TCP/IP service definition describes how the incoming RESTful request will arrive via HTTP, which stands for the Hypertext Transfer Protocol. You must specify TCP/IP yes in your region system initialization parameters and must also have TCP/IP service definition with protocol HTTP that specifies the port on which Kix should be listening. The URI map definition is used to tell Kix what to do with incoming HTTP requests. For example, if we use a URI map resource definition to tell Kix that if it receives a URI that starts with a specific text, that Kix should take action based on the specified Atom service resource definition. An Atom service resource definition is used to indicate the resource type and name, the type of Atom document that should be returned, either a feed, a collection, a resource, or a category, the name of the config file, which is an XML file with information about the data to be returned, and the name of the bind file, which contains the layout of the data on the specified resource. The Atom configuration file contains XML that specifies the metadata and field names for which the Atom document that is returned for the resource definition. The bind file is created using the Kix XML assistant program, DFH-LS2SC. The bind file contains information about the data mapping between the resource data and the XML encapsulated data that is returned based on the Atom request. Please proceed to slide 10. This is a visual overview of how the aforementioned resources link together. The requester, the browser, or the web feed reader initially makes an Atom feed request using REST services. The Kix region, which listens on a specified port via the TCP/IP service definition that invokes the CWXN transaction. Based on the URI map definition, it tells Kix that if it receives a URI map that starts with a specific text, that Kix should take action based on the specified Atom service resource definition. The Atom service resource definition points to the Atom config file and the XSD bind file, which reside on the HFS structure. Using the Atom config file and the XSD bind file, the data contained in the resource is sent back via REST services to the requester. Please proceed to slide 11. DOS Unix in the /sample/web2.0 directory provides the following artifacts for use with Atom feeds. The Atom contains configuration files, XML bind files, XML bind files, JCL that creates the XML binding for text and binary, and the COBOL language structure files. HTML contains the HTML web page to be served to a browser. This page contains a form which allows the user to send or receive data via an Atom. The underlying transmission will be managed by JavaScript running in the page. Image contains the icon and the logo image for the sample Atom collection. Script contains the JavaScript to be loaded into the web page. This script will send, receive, and display Atom data. Style. This folder contains the simple style sheet for use with HTML page. Please proceed to slide 12. This particular slide shows the new system programmer's interface commands for Atom feeds and its resources. Please note the new transaction CW2A, which has been created as an alias transaction for Atom feeds. Please proceed to slide 13. The Atom configuration file contains XML that specifies the metadata in the field names, which should be placed in the Atom document that Kix returns to the requester. You specify the Kix resource attributes of the field in the root element Kix colon Atom services to describe a service, category, collection, or feed. For feed documents that use the Kix colon window tag to specify the number of entries that Kix is to return in each feed document, the Kix colon resource tag is used to specify the name and type of Kix resource to be published, and the Kix colon field names tag is used to identify the Kix resource field's name that provides items of metadata. We will take a closer look at the Atom configuration file in a later slide. Please proceed to slide 14. The Kix XML assistance data mappings are batch utilities which help in the transformation of XML into high-level language structures and vice versa. DFHLS2SC generates an XML schema, an XML binding file from a high-level language structure. DFHSC to LS generates the high-level language structure and XML binding from an XML schema. So you want to use DFHLS2SC to create an XML bind file when you want to create a Kix program that can parse or create XML. This XML binding will describe the record layout of the Kix resource to be used as a feed. Note that the two mappings are not symmetrical. If you process a language data structure with DFHLS2SC and then process the resulting XML schema with the complementary utility program, do not expect the final data structure to be the same as the original. However, the final data structure is logically equivalent to the original. Please proceed to slide 15. Many customers are currently running CICS version 3, which include 3.1 and 3.2, and wanted the ability to use this functionality in earlier releases of the product. CICS development has created a Category 2 support pack for this. A Category 2 means in good faith and is an as-is workaround. The support pack is CA8K. Please use the URL to access the support pack. At this point in the presentation, I will turn it over to Shayla to discuss the example of Kix support supporting a Web 2.0 application. Please proceed to slide 16.
Thank you, Byron. We will now take a brief look at a scenario so we can understand how to publish a Kix Atom feed from a temporary storage queue. Slide 17, please. As you know, Kix Atom support allows you to quickly expose a file, a temp storage queue, or an application program as an Atom feed. So in this example, we will be exposing a temp storage queue as the atom feed. We have populated our sample temp storage queue using a COBOL program. The sample provided GF80W2TQ to populate our temp storage queue with three record entries. The Atom server will then read that data from the temp storage queue and send it to the web browser or feed reader when requested. Note that in this scenario, we will not be using security. However, when you are setting up your own Atom feed, you can use basic authentication to protect your Atom feeds and data. Slide 18, please. So to begin, we will start with the TCP/IP service definition. You will first add TCP/IP support to KIX by specifying the system initialization table parameter, TCP/IP equals yes. We would then define the TCP/IP service resource definition, which tells KIX to listen for incoming requests with protocol HTTP on a specific port. Within this definition, you will specify the KIX port number and the protocol as HTTP. Note that you can use the same port for other HTTP-based requests, such as web services and web browser interactions. Slide 19, please. We will next define the URI map definition. This tells KIX what to do with the incoming HTTP request. You will specify the uses as atom, the scheme is HTTP, the path, and the atom service definition which points to, and the atom service name which points to the atom service resource definition. So in this example, we are telling KIX that when a path that starts with slash atom slash TSQ slash DF8 feed queue arrives, it should take the actions that are specified in the atom service resource definition, which we will define a bit later. Slide 20, please. We will next look at the Atom configuration file that needs to be created. This file contains the XML that specifies the metadata and field name that will be placed in the Atom document that KIX returns to the requester. This file is referenced by the Atom service definition. And all of the tags in this file are discussed in detail within the KIX Information Center. But we'll take a look at a few of the key tags here. So in line one, the root tag, you indicate the type of Atom document that this is. In this case, it's a feed. In line four, using the window tag, we indicate the number of entries KIX returns in the Atom feed document. The default for this tag is 8. In line five, we indicate the resource name and resource type, which is a temp storage queue named DSH feed queue. Line 6 names the top-level data structure in the XML binding. It is specified as record, which correlates to the record.cobol file within the HFS structure. Line 8 gives the authority name and the associated data KIX will use when creating tag URIs to use as atom IDs for the individual atom entries. Line 9 gives the nature and position in the URL of the selector value for an atom entry. Line 11 is a prototype for the atom feed document that KIX will return. It provides the metadata for the atom feed. Line 12 indicates the hyperlink reference that we will need to use in the URI map definition, as well as the URL request that we send to KIX. And line 17 indicates the KIX resource of the data to be placed in the return document. This must match the value that is specified on the Atom service resource definition. And as you can see, it specifies the resource is a temp storage queue named DFH feed queue. Slide 21, please. We will next take a look at the XML bind file that is needed. This file is created using the KIX XML assistant program, CFHLS2LS. This file contains information about the data mapping between the resource data, which in this example is the DFH feed queue temp storage queue, and the XML encapsulated data that is returned based on the atom request. Kix provides a sample bind file for this scenario. However, if you want to create your own bind file, you can use the sample JCL listed in the second bullet. Here you can specify different things, such as the latest mapping level, which is used to set additional parameters that control how Kix handles the data, for example, the formats of timestamps and data truncation. If you want to run the sample in a different language, you can change the value of the CCSID parameter. You can also change the XSD bind and the schema parameters to ensure the XML binding and schema is written to a suitable HFS directory. Note that Kix must have write access to the directory you specify. Slide 22, please. And next, we define the atom service definition. This is used to indicate the resource type and name, the type of atom document that should be returned, the name of the config file, and the name of the XSD bind file, which contains the layout of the data of the specified resource. When the atom service definition is successfully installed, Kix will dynamically install an XML transform resource. You should be able to display this resource in your running region. If it doesn't exist, either you didn't properly reference the XML bind file from your atom service definition, Kix doesn't have permission to read the XML bind file, or the XML bind file is invalid. So in this definition, you note that we are pointing to our config file within the web2.0/atom directory, tsqtxt1.xml. We are also pointing to the bind file within that same directory, tsqtext.xsd bind. So now at this point, we've defined our TCP/IP service definition to tell Kix to listen for HTTP requests on a specific port. We created a URI map definition to tell Kix that when a particular URL is received, that it should provide atom documents. We created an atom service definition that specified the resource type and name and also references the atom configuration file and the XML bind file. We created an atom configuration file which told Kix about XML element values, our metadata, that should be placed in the atom document. And we created the XML bind file that specifies the layout of the data that is to be placed in the atom document. So now you just need to install the resources in Kix, verify the status, and perform a test to validate that Kix has provided the atom service as expected. Slide 23, please. Atom data is normally accessed from a feed reader or from a JavaScript routine embedded in a web page. The data can also be requested and formatted on a web page or through a web browser. One of the simplest ways to test your atom service is to just access the feed from a web browser. So in this scenario, note that atom requests are just HTTP requests that are sent to Kix via URL. In the atom configuration file, the atom colon link tag contained a reference to /atom/tsq/dshfeedq/feed. This is the path that we will use to request the feed of records for our atom feed. So we will enter the URL, http://, the ZOS host name of our region, : the Kix port number, followed by this path into a browser. Slide 24, please. And when you enter that URL, you will see that the three entries that were populated in our temp storage queue are returned to the browser. As you can see, each entry has a date as well, which was entered into our configuration file. Slide 25, please. And if you subscribe to this atom feed using a feed reader, this is what you would get. The same information, just a different layout. and this indicates that our Atom feed and Atom service is working as expected. Slide 26, please. So this slide just mentions some APARs and some information that we think is helpful. The first is when testing out your Atom feed support in KIX, you want to note that a database SO0111 message can occur if you're not using a valid or active port number as defined in your TCP/IP service definition. APAR PM13290, which recently closed, corrects a problem where the end content tag in the Atom feed was being formatted incorrectly. APAR PM02187. This APAR provides new Web 2.0 samples. APAR PK95593 addresses an issue where an AEXZ admin can occur when using Atom feeds with Japanese code pages. APAR PK95274 addresses an issue where, when using Atom feeds with a key that contains a space, can give misleading error reading to KSDS file. Slide 27, please. And last but not least, APAR PK93371. This APAR provided KIX Atom support capability for processing requests from blog clients that support the Atom publishing protocol. So these are key APARs that you want to ensure you have applied. Slide 28. So in summary, we took a look at what an Atom is in Web 2.0 and the Atom publishing protocol, which uses the HTTP method to manipulate the data. We also took a look at the RESTful web service format and its similarities to a sentence, where the verb is equivalent to the HTTP action, the noun is the URI of the service, and the adjective is the MIME type of the resulting document. We also now understand that adding Atom support in KIX allows us to expose KIX applications, our data, as Atom feeds. And we took a brief look at a demo of how to test the Atom feed in KIX. Slide 29, please. And this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. You can visit the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcasts, like the one you attended today, and access previously recorded presentations. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. You can visit websphereusergroup.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. I will now turn it back over to Joseph.
Thank you, Byron and Sheila, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the line for questions.
And I have no questions at this time.
Thank you, Jackie. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.